Hello, this is Kathy.
Hi there, is Kathy there?
This is Kathy, I just said that. This is she.
Oh, okay. Hi, Kathy.
Can I help you?
Yes, my name is Hilario, and my boss is named Mike, and he hired me to cut your lawn. I'm new.
Wait, Mike hired you to cut our lawn?
Yes, Mike hired me the other day.
Okay, he didn't say anything about the... Are you... Okay, go ahead. I'm sorry, I'm just in the middle of something. Sorry about that. Go ahead.
Well, I've got it all loaded in the back of my truck, and I'll probably bring it back on Thursday, okay?
You're cutting our lawn on Thursday? I didn't understand you.
I guess I could get to the point. In order to give your lawn the perfect cut that it deserves, I thought it would be best to take it back to my apartment so I can deal with it there, and then I will return it on Thursday.
Look, I'm really busy at work right now. Nothing you're saying is making any sense. Can you just tell me what's going on?
I'll return your lawn on Thursday after I'm done cutting it, but right now it's in the back of my truck, waiting to be cut.
You dug up the lawn and put it in your truck?
Yes, I said I would return it on Thursday so I can give your lawn the proper cut that it deserves.
Do you understand what the f*** you're saying? You pulled up my damn lawn, the
yes.
grass that I paid
yes.
to have put down. You pulled it up. Are you crazy?
My mom has always told me I'm an out-of-the-box thinker. I march to the beat of my own drummer.
Jesus Christ, I can't believe this.
So I just wanted to tell you because my boss Mike says that I'm not really good at communicating, so I wanted to communicate with you that the lawn will be back on Thursday looking better than new, better than ever.
Stop right now. Stop telling me it's coming back. Stop saying you're bringing the grass back. It makes no sense.
Okay,
sense.
I think I know the problem, and you wanted it back before Thursday, and I don't think that
I
can happen.
I didn't want you to cut up my lawn. You're supposed to run a damn mower over it, not cut it up and shove up your truck.
I have a feeling that this is sort of a scenario where if you're hiring somebody to cut your lawn, you should let the experts handle it, and I'm the expert in that area.
You are a moron. You don't pick up grass to put grass back. You run a mower over it.
Fucking a lawn.
You don't dig it up and put it in the back of your stupid truck.
You got pretty angry.
You think I'm angry?
You shouldn't be upset because this is a very new technique. This is a very out-of-the-box
technique. What are you talking about? It's a stupid-ass idea.
Okay, well, people called the first guy to go into space a stupid idea.
Oh, my God. What the f*** do you think you are? Neil deGrasse Tyson? You're not some astrophysicist. You're supposed to drive a goddamn lawnmower across the ground.
I suppose I'm the astrophysicist of gardening because I'm venturing out where no man has gone before.
You're not. Oh, and my God.
Sometimes to be an innovator, you have to break the rules. And
shut the f*** up. Get my damn grass out of your little truck and put it back on my lawn. Do you understand me?
Well, it's not actually a truck. It's a Toyota Corolla.
My God. You realize you're fired. You're never going to cut grass on a couch again. I'm calling Mike. There is no way. You are done. Do you understand me? Done.
Do you know how many times Steve Jobs was fired before he created Apple? Quite a few.
You just solidified yourself as the biggest moron on earth.
Even a bigger moron than your husband, Jeff?
What are you talking about?
Because he set you up for this prank phone call, because this is actually Jubal from Brooke and Jubal in the Morning doing a phone tap on you, and your husband, Jeff, set you up.
What?
It's a joke.
I'm going to f***ing kill him. Oh, my God. I'm raising blood pressure like a crazy-ass person.
You sounded calm.
Oh, my God.
Sounded very calm. Your husband told me that he wanted to play a joke on you because you love your lawn so much that you would be upset.
That was so ridiculous. I can't even believe it. And you're like, I'm going to take it to the sofa. I'm going to cut it. It's not a truck. It's a f***ing Toyota Corolla.
If you really loved your lawn, you would take it home and cut it on your couch. That's what I believe.